Ladies and gentlemen, I first met Alexander Graham Bell in 1874. He came to the shop where I was working to have his harmonic telegraph constructed. This work was assigned to me. The object of this invention was the transmission of several telegraph messages over one wire at the same time, utilizing the fact that a tuned reed will vibrate when its own note is sounded near it. This is a receiver of Bell's telegraph with its magnet and steel reed. The transmitter had in addition contact points, which, when its reed vibrated, would send corresponding electric impulses through the distant receiver. If that receiver's reed was tuned to the pitch of these pulsations, it would respond. I made for Bell six transmitters with reeds of six different pitches, and six receivers with their reeds tuned to correspond. But the apparatus did not work very well. Bell was obliged constantly to retune the receiver reed. When doing this, he had the habit of putting the receiver against his ear. This led to a most important discovery. During the months that we were experimenting on his telegraph, Bell often spoke to me of another invention he was struggling with. It was the telephone. I remember my surprise when he first told me he expected soon to be able to talk by telegraph. He explained to me his wonderful idea of an electric current which would copy the vibrations of speech and described a complex telephone he had devised. It was never constructed as it was too expensive. June 2nd, 1875 is the most important day in the history of the telephone. For on that day, Bell got a glimpse that showed him the road leading to the realization of his speaking telephone idea. That afternoon, his harmonic telegraph was working worse than ever. One of the steel reeds in my room stopped vibrating. I snapped it several times to start it when Bell came rushing from the other room in great excitement. He told me that he had heard in the receiver at his ear the actual sound of the spring I had snapped. It was the first real sound that had ever been transmitted to a human ear by electricity, and he was sure that the same mechanism could also transmit speech. That very afternoon, Bell gave me directions for making the first speaking telephone. Here is an exact duplicate of it. It has one of the telegraph receivers set in a frame with the free end of its reed attached to the center of a drum head and a mouthpiece to talk into. Bell's idea was to force the reed to follow the voice vibrations instead of merely swinging to and fro. I made two of these telephones the next day, and we tested them on the evening of June 3rd, 1875. I could hear the sound of Mr. Bell's voice and could almost understand some of his words. But my voice was not then strong enough to make him hear a sound. He was disappointed, but was sure he was on the right track. Many experiments on the telephone followed during the next 2 years. Here are a few of the many telephones I made for Bell during that period. On March 10, 1876, the telephone transmitted its first complete sentence. "Mr. Watson, please come here. I want you." On October 9, 1876, the first conversation over a real wire was carried on by Mr. Bell and myself. The wire was 2 miles long running from Boston to Cambridge. The telephone was ready for public use in the spring of 1877, 2 years after the first telephone was made. This is one of the first telephones ever put into commercial use.